Hello, Rabbi. How are you?
I don't know, Joe. There's just so much going on in the universe right now.
And of course, the latest news coming from the Middle East is dire. I saw at least two articles this morning stating that the world was on the precipice of a world war. That makes me nervous. And yet, there are some people saying, yeah, let's get it over with. My daughter asked me, whose side am I supposed to be on in this?
And I want to expand that a little bit, Joe, into everything going on. The shootings here in DC, the stabbings on the metro in DC, the crime around our country. And then we're hearing about the missiles and drones that attacked Israel yesterday and may come in another wave. There's constant between television and maybe radio, social media in particular, that we are not just not so much bombarded, but there's a lot out there. And I think your daughter's question is a valid one, not just about what's going on in the Middle East, not just between Hamas and Hezbollah, Israel and Iran, not just that one area, but everything. Where can I go? How do I sort some of this out, Joe? What are my sources of information?
I know I tried to talk to different people when somebody comes up to me with a perspective that I don't necessarily agree with. I try to listen so that I understand that perspective a little better. I don't say I ever had my mind changed. And likewise, I don't think I've ever changed anybody else's mind who's returned the courtesy to me. But the more you know, the more you understand is the philosophy that I tried to grow up with and continue. But is that enough for us today?
We have to start with the knowledge that there's other things going on. People are making decisions not based on what they see on Fox, not based on what they read in the New York Times. So decisions are being made on information that you and I either don't have access to, or like the books behind me, it's buried somewhere and I can't find it. And we're not going to jump to the conclusion that it's bad, nefarious, and they're out to get us. I think there is the danger is yes, there is all kinds of information out there. Now, how do I react to the information I do have? Otherwise, you can make up anything and there'd be no way to counter it because it's based on, well, the secret information, and therefore, so that's one trap we don't want to fall into, Joe. Because that really will push us all over the edge. Rather, let's focus on how do I respond to what I read, what I hear, and what I see.
At one point or another, you have to stop listening to everybody else and start thinking for yourself. And in this information age, it's almost easier to do that, but at the same time, it's deceptively difficult.
In order to do that, we have to expose ourselves to CNN and Fox News. We have to expose ourselves to Al Jazeera. We have to read the Jerusalem Post. The way to reach a decision, and that becomes difficult because what it means is I have to spend time listening. I don't have to necessarily study, but it means reading different sources, then I can reach a conclusion. It's much easier for me to turn to the news station that already is telling me what I believe. It's easier for me to read a newspaper or media presentation that is presenting what I already believe. I need to get something from both sides, and I can't dismiss either side because it's a political conspiracy or they're controlling the media, because then I can't do something balanced. I have to make my decision based on a balance.
And sometimes it's easy to make your own decisions based just on the prima facie evidence. When someone looks me in the eye and says, you realize a plane did not fly into the World Trade Center. That was CGI. And they really just wound duct cord around the building 5 or 6 times and set it off to make the collapse. I can rationally decide that that's probably not correct information. And sometimes, if you listen to enough, you see the balance, and it's easier to judge what the truth is.
And that's why what I would suggest is we want to expose ourselves to people with different opinions. We want to watch news from different sources, and we want to read from different sources. And just keep in mind that the function of the media is quick, short, fast, and to get us to buy into something. And that's not a good way to make a decision. And to support something because it was a knee-jerk reaction.
And I do know one thing. I buy into your opinions and observations, Rabbi. I always find them helpful and rarely judgmental.
And that's my advice for everyone who's watching us or who's listening, is before you do your judgment, see how many sources and where your information's coming from.